Our guy who's been with us a few times before, Wallingford Republican State Rep and a friend of mine, Craig Fishbein. Craig, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Paul and Brad. How are you?
We're all good, good here. We're all good here, Craig. Now, you know, one of these issues that's kind of flown under the radar here, Craig, with all the hullabaloo about tolls and marijuana and the budget and everything, is this proposal for a state-level family and medical leave fund. And I know you folks in the conservative caucus are looking at this, and you have a contrasting proposal that you guys and gals released the other day. First of all, Craig, what is the main proposal that's being circulated, and how would your idea be different from what's being circulated right now?
Well, generally, every employee in the state of Connecticut would pay into the fund. Presently, it would be one half of 1%.
Okay.
It would be a payroll deduction. That 1.5% is controlled by the commissioner of the Department of Labor, who would have autonomous power to perhaps raise that without the legislature, chiming in on that issue. So that's basically the funding. Everybody admits that it will be insolvent very quickly, mm-hmm. and one can opt in to take up to 12 weeks per year for paid family leave.
And what would the benefit be, Craig? Was there a ceiling to the dollar figure, or would that depend upon what they're making at their place of employment?
It's a component of both.
Okay.
So it's up to $1,000 per week. So it could be 100% of an employee's payroll.
Mm-hmm. Up for up to 12 weeks. Interesting.
Yes.
So this would be, so folks should understand, this would be another deduction on their paycheck. If you work for a Connecticut employer, it would begin at one half of 1% of your pay, and you're saying it could go higher because there would be an independent authority with the authority, the power to raise it.
Yes, and what the conservative caucus, we stand for limited government, economic freedom, and individual liberty.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying, you know, let the private marketplace dictate this. If
yeah.
one wants to purchase that sort of coverage, you know, so be it. So our bill would have the insurance commissioner develop a product that could be sold on the open marketplace that an employer could offer to their employees as part of their benefits package, or myself as a standalone employee could perhaps buy that coverage. And it totally takes government out of it and, you know, cuts all those expenses.
Now, you said, and we're talking to Wallingford Republican State Rep. Craig Fishbein from the Conservative Caucus, you just said a couple of seconds ago to Brad and I that the proposal now being pushed by majority Democrats, with I think a little Republican support, if I'm not mistaken, the proposal being pushed right now, you say would be insolvent rather quickly, so there's not even enough money there to begin with?
Yeah, well, it's supposed to, no payments out of the fund are supposed to start for a year,
mm-hmm.
So we would start to fund it, and then one could start to draw against it 1 year from now. But all of the projections show that it would be insolvent very quickly.
What do you say, Craig, to critics who say, listen, this has to be mandatory because if you leave it up to the so-called free market, there are just going to be some employers who are going to be tightwads. You know the line, they don't care about their employees, they want them to come to work sick, they don't care if they have a sick or injured relative or loved one at home. What do you say to those people?
Well, one can still take family leave under the federal program.
Yeah.
It's the same amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, our program expands the amount of occasions for which you could take the leave. It's the same thing as the state program. So one who is an employee who perhaps employer doesn't offer this can go and get that coverage themselves. But, you know, I say on the other side, why make everybody pay into something that they may never use?
So, Craig, it's interesting because Brad and I, we had a call earlier in knowing that you were going to come on. A gentleman called in the first hour and asked directly, how would this Connecticut program, the one that's being proposed right now, work in conjunction with the federal program? So you're saying there's already federal coverage out there?
Yes, yes.
So why are we doing this?
Well, this is the paid portion.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Currently, Wannetick's family leave is not paid for that time.
Oh, I got it. Okay, got it. Got it.
And that's why businesses are looking at this saying, yeah, well, if I've got an employee who's now going to get paid to take the time off, more and more people are going to utilize this.
Yeah, so it's
going to
cost me money. Yeah.
Yeah, which on one hand is a good thing for the employees, but mm-hmm. the business community absolutely hates it.
Does this have any chance, or is the Democratic majority just going to say, well, that's nice press release, and we'll see you later? Or could maybe a hybrid of this come out of this? What do you think?
Oh, I'm certainly hopeful that a hybrid can come out, but, you know, I sit on the Labor Committee, and I saw how these things just passed without, you know, mm-hmm. much interest in listening. So.
No, yeah, right? It's you know, Craig, I don't know how your head doesn't split up there. I tell Brad this all the time.
Why don't we just give everything away? Let's make it easy so we don't have a headache or anything.
Brad is throwing his arms up. Brad says, you know, maybe this socialism thing is a good idea.
Yeah, let's just give everything away. We won't have any problems.
We're going to have Brad pay for everything first.
Oh, believe me, if there's anybody in this, if there's anybody in this building that can, I'm looking at him right now in the studio. Oh, yeah. All right, buddy, listen, keep up the fight, and don't be a stranger. Let us know what goes
on
here.
That's a great one. That's a great one, really.
All right, thanks, Craig. Appreciate it.
Have a good one. All right. Yeah, bye-bye.